Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our free English class. Today we are going to learn 105, full of a mistake. But first, think about two questions. The first one, have you ever made any mistakes before? Number two, what should we do when we make mistakes? So different person hold different answers. Think about it and answer it. Thanks for your thinking and answering. Now let's come to the new words and expressions. The first one, spell, 拼写, spell. 过去式, spelt, spelt. For example, how do you spell your name? And how to spell the word? Next one, intelligent, 聪明的,有智慧的, intelligent.The girl looks intelligent. 那么我们把其中的 T 换成 CE, intelligence, 它的名词。其中 IQ 我们用的就是这个词, intelligent quotient. Mistake, 错误。A spelling mistake, 一个拼写错误。Make a mistake.注意的是 mistake 是一个可数名词。For example, it's very easy to make a mistake. 犯一个错误是很容易的事情。注意 mistake 当动词讲它的过去式和过去分词分别是 mistook, mistaken. 弄错了时间我们可以说 mistake the date.Mistake for something. For example, I took the stick for a snake. 我错把那根棍子看成了一条蛇。OK, 那 mistake 是指一般性的错误，认识不足或者是理解不对的错误。For example, she always makes some mistakes in her homework. 她总是作业中有一些小错误。然而 error表示的是程序上规定性的犯错误，而 fault 则侧重于责任，比如说 It's my fault, 这是我的全责，这是我的责任。 OK, next one, present. Present 首先当名词礼物讲，它等于 gift, 然而 present 和 gift 是可以互换的，它们是要可以复数形式加 s 的。Present 还可当形容词讲，出席的，其反义词是 absent。相同的词根都有 sent, 不同，出席 present, 缺席 absent。Now, for example, a lot of students were present at the meeting. 许多学生都参加了那场会议。那 present 还可当动词讲 present something to somebody, that means present somebody with something. For example, he presented all his books to me. 他把所有的书作为礼物送给了我。Next one, dictionary. An English to Chinese dictionary. 一本英汉词典。那汉英词典怎么讲呢？A Chinese to English dictionary. For example, I look up the word in this dictionary. 我是从这本字典上找到这个词的。那我们经常也是比喻一个人非常的知识渊博，我们可以叫做它 a walking dictionary, 行走的活字典。Okay, now let's do some words practice. The first one, please fill in the blanks with the words you know.She has a low mark in the math exam. She made a lot of E-M 开头的词 in the paper. Yes, she has made a lot of mistakes in the paper. The second one. The bookstore is E-F 开头的词 of interesting books. The bookstore is full of interesting books. Number three. Why do you want to buy a necklace? I want to give it to Mary as a birthday P 开头的词 as a birthday present 作为一个礼物 Number four This book is full of new words I think I must use a dictionary Yes, great Number five How do you intelligent please How do you spell intelligent, please? Number six, can you help me this letter, please? Can you help me to type this letter, please? Okay, now let's watch the video and answer the question.
Where's Sandra, Bob? I want her.Do you want to speak to her? Yes, I do. I want her to come to my office. Tell her to come at once.
Did you want to see me?
Ah, yes, Sandra. How do you spell intelligent? Can you tell me?
I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T.
That's right. You've typed it with only one L. This letter's full of mistakes. I want you to type it again.
Yes, I'll do that. I'm sorry about that.
And here's a little present for you.
What is it?
It's a dictionary. I hope it'll help you.
So, the question is, what is Sandra's present? A dictionary. Yes, great. Now, let's come to lesson 105. Read it and learn. Where is Sandra Bob? I want her. Sandra 在哪里 Bob?我想找到她。Do you want to speak to her? 你想和她说话? Yes, I do. 注意读的时候这个 do 我们要重读表示我确定想见到她。I want her to come to my office. Want somebody to do something. 想让某人做某事。Sandra 现在就来了她说 Did you want to see me? 你想见我? Yes, Sandra.How do you spell intelligent? Can you tell me? 你能告诉我如何拼写 intelligent 吗? 你能告诉我吗? I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T. That's right. You have typed it with only one L. 但是呢,你这个地方只打了一个 L. This letter is full of mistakes. 这封信错误百出。I want you to type it again.我想让你再打一次。Sandra 说 ,Yes, I will do that. 我会的。I'm sorry about that. 对此我表示很抱歉。And here is a little present for you. 那这是一个小礼物送你。What's it? 是什么呢? It's a dictionary. I hope it will help you. 是一本字典。我希望能够帮助你。那从这一段对话中我们可以看出我们想要学的一个常用的短语是 want somebody to do something, tell somebody to do something. 好，也就是我们所常说的动词不定式。那么星期四的课呢，我们会展开和重点讲解。好，今天我们只学其中的短语和词汇。好了，那现在让我们根据图片来再次感受一下课文的内容吧。Now let's listen and try to retell the story.
Where's Sandra, Bob? I want her. Do you want to speak to her? Yes, I do. I want her to come to my office. Tell her to come at once.
Did you want to see me?
Ah, yes, Sandra.How do you spell intelligent? Can you tell me?
I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T. P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
That's right. You've typed it with only one L. This letter's full of mistakes. I want you to type it again.
Yes, I'll do that. I'm sorry about that.
And here's a little present for you.
What is it?
It's a dictionary. I hope it'll help you.
Lesson 105. To err is human. To forgive, divine. 会犯错的是人，会赦免的是上帝。这一句英文谚语告诉我们，人应当如何为人，如何处理和他人的关系，如何面对上帝。第一，人应当如何为人？首先要认识自己，才知道如何做好自己。Be yourself。基督徒认识到自己就是一个罪人，而世人却觉得自己是个好人，其他人才是罪人。这个截然不同的出发点，成就了两种完全不同的人生。基督徒会自省，如同小学生做了作业之后会主动检查自己的作业，而不愿自省的世人则不愿检查，因为他认为我就是一个好人，为什么要自省呢？我要继续追求自己的快乐，结果就会错误百出。认识自己会犯错的人不容易气馁，勇于承认错误，心里有力量积极立刻很好的改过。他们这样对自己说，人都会犯错，最大的错误就是不去改正错误，最大的失败就是一生没有犯错误，因为那是不可能的。而不愿自省的人常常怨声载道，甚至去攻击指出你错误的人。耶稣曾说，世人恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。结果因为羡慕嫉妒恨，耶稣被人钉死在十字架上。我们就可以看出一个不愿意悔改的人是多么的可怕了。第二，处理和他人的关系。先测试一下你自己吧，你觉得 Sandra 的老板对 Sandra 的态度好吗？知道自己犯了错，就容易原谅他人，不会抱怨自己的老板，不会以为 Sandra 的老板在挖苦 Sandra。 好人们却常常抱怨他人、社会制度，甚至是上帝。不埋怨他人，就容易和他人建立一个良好的关系。基督徒应该是一个容易赦免他人的人，并喜欢为他人祷告，说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们并不知道。我觉得 Sandra 的老板是个和蔼的人，他不仅赦免了 Sandra 的错误，还耐心地提醒他，并给他改错的机会，如同上帝一样。第三，如何面对上帝？从那个自己是罪人的出发点出发，你就知道在面对上帝时，首先应该承认自己的罪。既然知道自己犯了错，也就知道自己其实是一事无成的。试问老板会如何处置那封错误百出的信呢？丢进垃圾桶？这样知道自己错误百出的基督徒就知道自己在上帝面前也是如此一无是处，如此无能，需要依靠上帝的能力。信靠上帝是我们应该与上帝建立的正确关系。主啊，求怜悯我这个罪人，并帮助我。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。